It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Browns offense hasn't been good. And now they go to New Orleans this week to take on the Saints. And a Saints team that hasn't been very good and then played really well last week and got a win.
Yeah.
So, in theory, you got to think the Browns need some points this week, wouldn't you?
I would assume so.
And what's been an issue for the Browns this year?
Scoring points, Jeff.
Scoring points has been an issue for the Browns. Not what we were expecting, I think, is safe to say. I don't know that we thought they were going to be an offensive juggernaut or anything, but one game this year, Andy, it's still one game this year that this team has scored more than 18 points in a game. What the hey? How does that happen? It was 29 against Baltimore. How does that happen?
You want the truth? The truth is your offensive line is completely banged up. Your starting quarterback really never looked like he was healthy, and then all of a sudden you had to go to your backup quarterback to be the first guy to get you over 300 yards in a game, and your offensive line suddenly looked better because your backup quarterback was throwing the ball out a lot faster than your starting quarterback at the beginning of the year.
Okay, and that results in one game over 18 points.
And two wins on the whole season.
That's what the Browns have. Ken Dorsey is the offensive coordinator. He's also now the play caller. That's been a thing, correct?
Yeah, and correct. He was the play caller for, what, the most successful game they've had this season?
Correct, and then another game where they put up 10 points.
Yeah, good point.
Against a pretty good defense, though. Ken was asked, he spoke with the media today, and we talked to our Daryl Ryder shortly there afterwards. A number of things have not gone real well for the Browns offensively this year, including the running game. And Ken Dorsey was asked about the issues with the running game.
I think when you look back at it, you evaluate, okay, what schemes have been effective for us? What schemes have not been effective for us and why? I think when you go back and look at it, there's some concepts that we've run very well, and there's some concepts that we weren't as effective in.
Well, that makes sense. The Browns, Andy, 28th right now in rushing in the National Football League at 91 yards per game.
Jeff, what do you think their highest number of yards for a running back in a single game has been this year? The number. I don't care about the person. Just yards.
Let's go 73.
Oh, you are such the optimist. 64.
Well, I'm close.
Jerome Ford in the win over Jacksonville week two.
Here's the one thing that surprises me about the running game. I know the offensive line has been discombobulated, guys in and out, and flat out not as effective as it was. Forget the reasons and everything else. Last year they had injuries and they were able to figure it out. This year they've had injuries. They've not been able to make it work as well. I've still been surprised because, you know, I'm a Deontay Foreman fan.
I know you are.
I'm a Pierre Strong fan.
Yes, you are.
And I don't mind Jerome Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little higher on Deontay and Pierre than I am on Jerome, but I think all three are real capable NFL running backs. And it's surprising to me that while Nick Chubb was out, not one of those guys really kind of stepped up and was like, hey, look, I can be the man here. And some of it's opportunity. I'm a little surprised that it hasn't worked out. And I'm not surprised that Nick Chubb has come back and looked pedestrian because he's coming back from a huge injury.
Yeah.
And he's running behind this line that for whatever reason has not been its usual self. I hope with a little more continuity now on the line that those guys can get it together and the running game can reappear.
Although,
we'll see about that.
The other part of that is trying to get balance, right? So, I'll throw another little quick trivia question for you. How many times this season has a receiver had over 100 yards in a game?
A receiver had over 100 yards in a game this year? Let's go with this many.
That is correct. Zero. Yeah. Yes. You were 1 yard short in the Baltimore game for Tillman, who was at 99. But the Browns have failed to get a receiver over 100 yards, too. So there's no balance there. Right?
No.
You're not only getting the rush, you're not getting any giant number receiving games.
In the first game where he was the starting quarterback for the Browns, Jameis Winston led the Browns to a victory over the Baltimore Ravens, and they put up all those points, Andy.
Yeah.
More than 18. In fact, 29 points in a game. that game, as somebody already called and reminded us, well, but he threw several interceptions that just weren't caught. Okay. I saw it. Yeah, that's a valid point. But they weren't caught, so they weren't interceptions. So he didn't throw three interceptions in that game. He did against the Chargers. And Ken Dorsey, as the quarterback guru, whisperer, offensive coordinator, play caller, had to talk to his quarterback, Jameis Winston, after he threw three interceptions.
The big thing that we preach is we got to trust our eyes, trust what we see out there. So I think when you do that as a quarterback and you trust your progressions, you know, everything else takes care of itself. There's no need to force anything. There's no need to, you know, feel like, hey, I got to make a play right here. The plays come through just trusting our eyes and trusting our progression.
Okay. Does Jameis take that, process it, and do better against the Saints?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's going to have a better game this week. Yes.
You know what my fear is? And I don't know Jameis.
Too hyped?
My fear is he gets a little too excited going back down there. The one thing that might be working in his favor, Sean Payton's not the coach there anymore, nor is Dennis Allen. And so maybe because the coach isn't there anymore, he doesn't get quite as hyped as he might.
Yeah, it's got to be something you watch out for in the beginning of the game.
I would think so.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
I would think so. The 29.
He'll settle in, though. I think he'll settle in pretty quick.
How an offense can play this many games, 9, and score more than 18 points just once is pretty befuddling. Dorsey was asked about pressure on the offense to actually produce.
The only thing I'm focused on is this offense operating at a level that we want to get it to. And that's all I'm worried about. I'm just worried about our guys and competing and going out and executing at a high level and controlling what I can control, just like I want my players to do. I want my players to control what they control, go out and give me everything you got during the week in preparation, let it fly on game day.
Okay. That was a coach answer. That was a coach answer.
Sure was.
That's all right. Dan Menigan would expect nothing less.
That's true.
Are the young wide receivers going to get more of a chance? Now, young wide receivers, I think you have to because that's what you have. Cedric Tillman has looked really good. I think Jerry Jeudy is still considered a young wide receiver. I don't think that's who everybody was asking about. You might be thinking about Andy's guy, Jamari Thrash.
Yeah, I like Jamari.
Here's what Ken Dorsey had to say.
We feel really good about that room in terms of receivers and what we have in there. And we've got some young guys who I think can contribute and want to. And we'll just evaluate that on a weekly basis as we continue to go.
Okay. Yet another. Evaluate weekly basis. Continue to go. Glad we picked that bite just so the Dan could play that.
He loves it.
Do you think the offense will get better this year? It flat out, simple, easy question. Do you think the offense will improve?
Yes, I do. I do think.
I do too.
I think they're going to get better. I just, you know, if as the offense, I really think having 2 weeks off was huge for this team.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It gave the offensive line a little bit more time just to rest up and not have to worry about, you know, the typical practice stuff and not maybe tweaking something here. I'm sure they're not hitting each other at practice, or if they are, it's very light. You know, I don't know. I look at this team right now and I feel like they needed 2 weeks off and maybe they could reset. I have no hopes for anything beyond this regular season, but I would like to see them finish strong and play, you know, with a little bit of pride. Two wins sucks. It's tired of looking at that for 2 weeks. Go get a third win and then see what happens after that.
Well, you know, one reason that I'm pulling for them to be better than they've been is this. I think you got a lot of questions to answer. I wasn't crazy, and if you've listened to the show, you know this. I wasn't crazy about the overall talent on the offense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the wide receiver group needed...
When's the last time you were, though, about the wide receivers?
It's been a while.
It has been a real long time.
I think they've neglected wide receivers in putting this team together, and I think that that's a bad mistake. I mean, Joe Burrow's really good. Joe Burrow's been throwing to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Boyd and other guys who have stepped up and done a really nice job. Tyler Boyd's not there now, but he was. And that's your third receiver. If he was on this team, he'd be your number one or two receiver, I would think. And teams just keep reloading at that position. You know, look what the Bears did this offseason. Right? They drafted Rome Odunze, brought in Keenan Allen, who's an older receiver but still very talented, and got DJ Moore, the year before? I mean, you keep bringing in talent at the skill positions and keep throwing it out there on the football field. Steelers bring in Mike Williams, beat up, but they bring him in. You keep reloading there. Our team keeps its fingers crossed that they can get guys either through trades on teams that are bailing on them or in the third round or deeper in the draft. I personally don't think that's the way to get her done. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.